for many birth defects, congenital femoral deficiency, proximal femoral focal deficiency, amputation was recommended because there really weren't any good, reliable ways at the time to do limb lengthening. Now that we have limb lengthening methods, amputation is done much less frequently. But still, I would say that there's many hospitals where, other than a small lengthening, they really shy away from doing significant lengthenings like what your sister had done.
So you're saying that they're more common today?
I would say it's a little more common to do lengthening than it used to be, but there's still many, many hospitals in the United States and throughout the world that, when faced with very significant leg length discrepancies, I'm not talking about an inch or two, but talking about 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 inches, they would say that's a bridge too far and better to amputate and get a prosthetic. That's not been our approach. Our approach has been much more aggressive in terms of limb reconstruction and saving limbs and lengthening limbs. But it's partly because we focus on this technique. We've gotten to be quite good at it, and it's more or less reliable. There's nothing's 100%, but we're quite reliable in getting good results.